All right, everybody, welcome back to
the greatest podcast ever. So we are your hosts, D-Train,
Christopher Lloyd.
You gotta listen to one or two.
It was just classic.
I shit my pants.
Real nice, thick, gray.
Dark, the way I like it.
Is your ass hurt the next day?
Fuck no, man. My ass is made of fucking steel. Steel.
I'm ready.
Sorry, I was trying to fuck with the levels.
All right.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Greatest Carpooling Podcast Ever Created in a Chevy Cobalt. I totally butchered that.
It's okay.
D-Train, Christopher Lloyd, we're back with our peckers out.
AKA the yield sign.
Okay, so I've said many times, I sit at Tim Hortons while I wait for D-Train to get off work, and I get a coffee. So I go, I walk in, and there's like this new, there's this girl that's been working like the last couple weeks, evenings.
Okay.
And she's like a younger chick. Her name's Queenie.
No, how do you know?
Because it's her name tag.
Oh, okay.
Says Queenie on it.
Queenie.
And so I walk in today, and she's like cleaning this machine. She's got like one hand behind her back, and then she's just fucking jacking this machine up while cleaning it for like, I don't know, 3 minutes. Well, and I'm looking at her, and I'm like, okay, she doesn't know what she's doing. And there's this other young guy that just got served. He turns around, and I can see her eyes look at his ass while jerking off, and then looking up at his back, and then back down at his ass, and jerking this thing off with a smile on her face. And I'm like, oh my God,
holy,
I wish I could fucking
shit,
take my camera out and start recording this, because it's hilarious. Like,
what is she, attractive?
Well, she's pretty young. Like, I'd say, like, high school, for sure.
No, okay.
Like, mid-high school, maybe. She's not really that hot.
So it's just a pervert, then.
No, I mean, I don't think I don't even think she knew what she was doing.
Oh.
She was just, like, cleaning the machine with, like, gripped in one hand.
Churning butter, as it were?
Yeah, something like that. But, and then whenever it finished, she pulled out like this, like, it was like a, you know, those snake tools to clean like drains? You know, like,
oh,
it's like on a wire and it's got like a brush on the end or something. Well, she was using that. And I was just like, this is fucking crazy.
Oh, that's a bad time to be doing that.
Rush hour?
Like,
well, where at work? It's not really that busy there in the evenings when I go in there.
Oh, okay.
At that time, anyways. Usually. I guess sometimes it is.
Was that Hex Lady still there?
No. Why don't you tell everybody about the Hex Lady?
Okay, there is a homeless person, and I don't know how to describe it, but if any of you used to watch like Karate Kid type movies back in the 80s, do you remember the one Asian guy that had like one eye and like Yoda hair, and he would always close one, and he would be like...
He was like Three Ninjas Grandpa.
Yeah, yeah, that guy.
His eye was like... One was closed and one was open.
Yeah. Well,
Big Trouble
like
Little
him.
China. And like her facial feature.
Yeah. And short and everything like that. like she would be selling wares in like Aladdin's universe. Like,
yeah, she's like the old witch.
And anyway, she's sitting there and she's homeless, so I guess she has some mental health issues. And she's always like putting a book or a paper in front of her face. But she uses her one good eye to like peek out the top corner and the side and everything, like to peek at people.
Yeah.
And I don't know what, something's wrong with her. But then today, for no reason, like we're in line and I don't know which one it was. Hopefully
we were
it was
both standing there. Yeah.
And she like peeked around the thing and started chanting like this weird hex. So I was all day, I was like, she literally put a hex on us.
Right.
So I'm not sure if like I'm gonna crash. If I crash the car on the way home, guys,
we know
it's that hex.
It was the hex that she pulled.
Yeah, that's legit.
It was definitely pretty creepy.
It was right out of a horror movie.
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely a horror movie.
She said thinner.
Yeah,
and she
right.
rubbed my face and
right.
my penis is now that
smaller.
Of a pencil.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, like, when we first went in there, Derek, like, he's like, yo, look at this lady over here, she's got, I think she's, like, something wrong with her eye, and I was like, yeah, it looks like she's got, like, glaucoma or something in one eye,
yeah.
And then, like, it looked like she looked at us while we both looked at her when we were talking about her.
Oh.
So maybe she was, like, she knew we made contact, so then she was imagine she was just fucking with us?
No, because here's the thing, remember the girl in front of us?
Yeah.
I know that girl.
Okay.
So I found that girl and I said, hey, did you see that girl put a hex on us this morning? And she says, no, but I did see her do something crazy. She walked into the convenience store next to Tim Hortons, screamed at the girl for putting the bananas in the yellow fruits in plastic bags and ripped them all open, stood there ripping them all open and saying, they're going to go brown faster. So apparently she can talk, but right. Whatever strange wording she used to put us in a hex wasn't English.
No, it definitely wasn't English.
But she can speak English.
So she's definitely functionable.
And before we got there, she did something weird inside the thing. That girl, another one was waiting in front of her. She went to the cash and tried to, like, get out all these coins to pay for a coffee for herself with her bag and her... She has a cart and all kinds of bags. She's like a bag lady. And the person behind her got so fed up with waiting because the guy was in a hurry or whatever. He's like, don't worry, whatever she gets, put it on me and I'll buy something too. And she freaked out at the guy. Mind your own business and all this stuff. So she is functioning.
Yeah, so, okay. Because that's what I first thought. I thought she was just like a crazy person who didn't, like, you couldn't understand.
Right, right.
But if she speaks English, then she was definitely chanting something.
Yeah,
because she was looking
toast.
At in our area. We don't know who it was. Man. And, like, she was, like, you know, trying to put a hex on us. Or maybe she was saving us from, like, a demon on her back.
That crossed my mind, too.
Like, maybe she's being a nice, yeah. She's like, oh, I'm going to save your lives, and yeah. They're never even going to know.
We were being followed by them, floating above us, and she was like, be gone with you, demons.
Maybe it's the ghost at our house that follows my wife around. It maybe he was following me around. She got rid of him.
Well, it's gone now.
Yeah.
Tell her, saved. Man. You're okay now.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, she could tell, man. She knew something we didn't, that's for sure.
Yeah. Or she's just crazy.
That glaucoma eye sees into the future, too.
It could be.
That's her mind's eye right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody thinks it's just a dead eye, but it's her third eye.
Exactly.
Magic powers and shit.
We gotta fucking get a hold of her and interview her on this station.
Like, we almost went up to her and we're like, yo, like, what Take did you off. Just do? Like, what were you doing? But, you know, it was the morning. We had to go to work.
We value our safety.
Yeah, but I'm going to ask her, if I ever see her again, I'm going to be like, yo, do you remember me? You put a hex on me, maybe. Because, like, I didn't know that you knew who she was.
I didn't. I've seen her before.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you've seen her before, because I've never seen her before.
Oh, okay. She's rare. She shows up there once
in a while.
Blue moon, man. Yeah. She's in the area, though, if other people have seen her and knew who I was talking about.
Now, you said, like, she buys coffee, so, like, is she, like... She's not poor or anything, probably, right? But she looks like she's a homeless person.
She has a big cart, like, stacked with newspapers and plastic bags. Yeah. So she's got to be homeless.
Yeah, you would think, unless she's just hoarding shit.
There's people I've known that have been homeless for so long that they can't, like, literally these guys that have been on the street for so long, they've gotten places and,
What is that? No, you don't have to touch it. It's not going to come off. I'm just curious what it is coming out of there.
Who knows, man? He put his coffee down in the car, and now an organism has attached itself to the bottom. And
It's venom.
That's part of the hex as well.
We could have crashed there, because I was, like, putting it in front of your face
while
we were
driving.
Yeah, I
wasn't even paying attention. I was, like, literally just looking at you. Well, we're going to die
I totally fucked you. What were we talking about?
Oh, shit.
Oh, the homeless people.
Oh, they've been homeless for long. When they get a place, they literally have slept outside. They just store all their stuff in the place, and they still go outside to sleep.
Really?
So used to it. The one guy's like, I tried opening all the windows, and he's just, I just can't. He's like, it's too claustrophobic.
Right.
Like, they, you know, they get institutionalized.
Yeah.
Or opposite of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Imagine putting him in jail. He'd be, like, killing himself.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder if, like, you know those, like, ground mats would work.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
Oh, the worst is when I used to be downtown a bit more, I would see them fall asleep on the fucking steel grates in the winter, and their watery sweat would, like, stick them to the steel grate because it's hot, right?
Oh,
the hot air blows
up.
And then when they wake up and they move, that tears the fucking face off of them in the shape of a grid, and they are all fucked up from sleeping on
these.
They're
all scarred.
Yeah, you gotta be careful when you sleep on the hot vents.
You put, like, a towel down or something.
Yes. Or something, man.
Something to filter that, like a little sheet.
Yeah. because you will get your face melted off.
That's a good idea, though, in the wintertime. Yeah, I guess it's a fight over those things. Oh, yeah. Eh?
They own areas, and you cannot go into that guy's corner. He will fight you.
Yeah. And that's how bums fight started.
Yeah.
Remember the those hierarchy movies?
Those were great. Rufus. Yeah. Rufus was the main bum.
I remember the one. I only remember one, and they, paid this guy to fight this other guy, I think, and they were giving him a 40 to fight him.
Wow.
And, a 40 of beer. But they just filled it up with piss, and then he drank that.
Yeah.
Or maybe, they were just like, here, do you want this 40 of beer? And they just, he didn't have to fight anybody. They just gave it to him.
Oh, yeah. They were mean to them, man.
Yeah. I remember seeing that. I was like, oh, that's nasty, man.
The best one I ever seen was the Steve Irwin guy. Did you see that? It wasn't a part of that, but it was in the same era. And he would dress exactly like Steve Irwin and get a documentary crew to film him. And he would find a sleeping bum, and he would be like, oh, crikey, we got one in its natural habitat, mate. And he literally goes over and, tears the blankets off, and he's like, oh, he's an angry fella. You have to watch it, man.
No, I remember. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, that was classic.
Yeah, that was good. That was good internet.
Because you don't hurt them. You're not hurting them.
No.
Those other guys,
you're fucking with them, though, when they're sleeping.
Yeah, that's not fair.
No, but whatever. It's hilarious.
I see them hand the guy a wrench and be like, I'll give you this Mickey if you yank your teeth out.
Oh, and yeah. I remember that.
And yeah, I remember that one. That's not good, but other stuff is funny.
Ugh. Yeah. Imagine it just turned out to be all an act. It was just actors.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah.
And the guy got bum fights tattooed on his forehead. A giant tattoo for $10 or whatever.
Yeah. It's $1,000 tattoo. Imagine that.
Yeah. Maybe the tattoo artist was if you give me a credit in the bottom, I'll fucking
I'll do it. For free. I'll do it.
Well, shit's hot in here.
Yeah. I can't open the windows. It's too loud on the mics. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I thought I turned that shit off.
That's all right.
That's why it was hot.
Hot to trot, baby.
Do you see that thing on Reddit today about I think it was, what is the sluttiest thing you've done?
Oh, shit, no, I would have liked to. That's a good one.
And, there were some really good ones.
Hit me with it.
Top of my head, the one that stood out the most was this girl was like, I went on this site one time at work, and I found a guy who was who lived close to me, or near my work, a mile from work, and we just met up, and I drained his balls. And everybody's like, oh, fuck that. And then this other guy comes on. He's like, I confirm it's a girl and it's true. And then everybody's like, bullshit. Put a photo on to prove it. And he posts a photo of a girl sucking his dick. And it was timestamped. And everybody's like, well, there's your proof. And nobody said anything. And then at the very bottom, the guy was like, one guy's like, oh, it only happened because that girl looks fat and he's got a small penis. And I'm like, look at this fucking faggot.
Shut up.
I know.
So who was the slut in that? The guy was
the girl,
posting it?
The girl was.
Oh, so...
She randomly met him. It wasn't a dating thing. I forget how they met.
But who had the picture of that?
The guy did.
It was from his point of view. Too?
Yeah. He posted. He confirmed it, too. So it could have been, a tag team karma thing.
Oh, okay.
But it was fucking awesome. I couldn't believe it. And I was like, no fucking way. So I literally emailed me that... Reddit thing, went off the Wi-Fi at my work and clicked on the picture so I could check.
Right.
Just to be sure. And sure enough, it was timestamped and everything.
This guy's getting his dick sucked and some neckbeard is making fun of the size of his dick.
No, and I just got rid of it on my phone. I thought about it. I should have showed you.
Yeah.
But the girl just has big tits. She's not fat. And she's holding the top of his dick and it's kind of angled. He's kind of sitting down on something. So it's just the angle of it. And it was just, I was like, man, this guy's just hating.
Yeah.
He's just a hardcore hater.
So what if she's fat?
And she wasn't. She just had big tits.
Yeah, but even if so, who cares? You got your tits from a fat girl.
No, yeah. I know. I just mean you look at the picture and you know that she's not fat.
But you know she's sucking his dick?
She's got it in his hand.
Oh, well, then that's it. The bird in the hands were two in the bush.
Yeah. Exactly, right? Yeah. So that was one. And then there was a few where it's I was partying, I was with my friends just after a breakup, and the bartender was kind of cute, so all my friends were dancing on the floor, and I was talking up the bartender, then all of a sudden he just grabs my hand and pulls me to this room, and then we just fuck real quick and then leave and never talk to each other ever again.
Wow.
Just like things like that.
Yeah, that's slutty.
It was a pretty good Reddit post. It kept me entertained for however long it was.
Sometimes I'll click Ask Reddit just when I'm done all the pictures and it's time to just read a bit.
Yeah.
Try to take some time off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't have the not safe for work ones because I don't actually log in. So I would have missed that one completely.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for sure. That was not safe for work. You don't log in?
No, never.
Huh.
I don't know why. I
figured you'd just be logged in all the time. Like, on all my computers that I use or devices, I'm always logged in the same guy.
Okay, no. That's why I'm like one of those guys that has like in the trophy case, like 5 years
right.
and like zero comments.
Yeah, yeah.
Zero karma.
Zero karma. My karma's pretty low because anytime I post something, they just hate on it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And they delete unless, you and stuff.
Unless it's like, you know, they're asking a question like, how do I do this filmmaking? Or how do I do this in editing? Like stuff that I actually know, I'll like answer it to try to get karma. And I'll get like 1 point.
Yeah, it's because it's such an obscure field. Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
hundreds of people.
Like. Yeah, but I'll post shit like, you know, I posted the retroelecting documentary in documentaries. And it got downvoted.
It
and then it got upvoted again and people were liking it. But the modder like deleted it. He's like, yeah, you posted something here like before. And I was like, what?
So it's literally gone now?
Off that one part of Reddit, yeah.
Fuck.
I put it on a couple of the subreddits.
If I type it in, can I watch it?
Yeah, it's on the internet. Like, it's on YouTube.
What's it called?
Retroelecting. You'll find it.
All right. Cool.
It's pretty easy. Just go to the YouTube page, like, where these are on. Like, just, if you can't find it, just search carpooling on YouTube. Find the page, Rather Unique Media, and it'll be in there. You'll find
it. All right, we can check that out tonight.
Yeah. So.
Why would people fucking, was there any comments?
Some people liked it. And then there was a couple people that are like, oh, this isn't a documentary, man. You just followed your friend around for a day. And I'm like, well, it looks,
what
I didn't even say anything.
I
know, I didn't even say anything. I was like, man, like people just hate on things for no reason.
Yeah, why are people such haters, man?
I mean, it doesn't bother me at all. Like, people liked it. Like, a lot of people were, you know, were digging it. So
anyone who's into that would love any content on that.
Of course,
like
of course.
Superman fans will watch anything
yeah.
with Superman on it.
Of course. Well, everybody's asking me when the second day's coming, because like when you watch it, I say like, oh, this is day one of three, but we haven't done anything for day two. So everybody's asking me like, when's day two coming? I'm like,
when you pony up the cash.
Yeah.
That's when.
It's like me and Nathan, you know, we live like 5 hours away, so it's tough.
That is
it's
tough
to do stuff together.
Nathan, you better move down here.
Yeah, Nathan, you
for
fucking
science.
Next time I have some time available, you get your ass and make sure you're ready.
Word.
People are asking for it. You know it. I know it. Let's do it. Because originally the plan was to get these 3 days and then edit together like a short film of all the footage for like actual like film festivals and shit. That was my original goal of this. So, like, to actually have, like, a documentary on it.
Right.
Like, a legit, like, I don't want to say legit, but, you know, something that you'd send to festivals. Like, I couldn't just send, this is more like a web series, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. A webisode?
Yeah.
Webisode one.
Yeah.
You know how I learned that word?
Mm.
Wonderland. Stan Lee, when he had that. Remember when he did that? It used to be Days of Thunder, when you'd go there and you'd get in that like seat in the big screen, and it would like you'd go around the track. You were in like a theater, pretty much. You remember that?
Is that like the dinosaur one there now?
I don't know, maybe, but it was a Stan Lee thing, and
like the comic book guy.
Yeah, he had it for a while
at Wonderland.
Days of Thunder, yeah, it was Days of Thunder.
Where was it close by? Because I don't remember like a
right
4D
before you
thing.
Walk in the kids area.
Okay,
where
yeah.
Where they have those trampolines where they hook you up.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's where I was thinking. That's a dinosaur one now.
Oh, is it? Okay. And
yeah.
then it changed to the Stan Lee thing, and then it changed where you were a superhero fighting everyone, and then it was SpongeBob. And now
right.
apparently it's dinosaur.
Or maybe, yeah, I think it's dinosaur. They don't have like any like affiliation with anything anymore. Like some of the prizes are like, you know, like SpongeBob or something like that, or Minions. But, like, none of the rides or anything have, like, a real name to it.
When they used to, like, I remember.
Yeah, it was, like, Top Gun and, like, cool shit like that. Tomb Raider. Now it's like Fly and, or maybe not Fly, but, you know, they have random names now.
Yeah, I guess they had the rights to.
Yeah, Paramount was like, no, I don't want this anymore. Or they're like, give us $14 billion.
I hated when it became Paramount.
Yeah?
It used to be Canisman, and then, because my parents
spoke. Oh, it was originally just Wonderland?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was always Paramount.
No, and then it was Paramount all of a sudden.
And then it went back to Wonderland.
Is it Wonderland again?
Yeah. So they don't have any. Paramount's gone. That's why all that shit's gone.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. The park struggles sometimes financially.
Oh, I bet, man.
It's not like. I think now it's okay with the haunted house shit.
Right.
They can extend that shit. And so many people do that, man. Yeah. So many.
Yeah. Really, eh?
Yeah. It's fun. I've done it like 10 times.
I just can't. I don't know if like people. If I want random people just to like chase me all the time. Like come running after you.
It's
like,
not
get
that,
out of
like
here.
That really.
Punch him in the face.
Your kids would love it.
They'd probably freak out
too
right
scary,
now.
Yeah. Too scary.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Wonderland. It's good for the kids, but they can't go on any of the big rides, so it's like the same shit.
Yeah,
like it's still fun, but like, is it worth getting a season pass? Because I think season pass, like if you buy it in the winter, it's like under the price of two tickets, so like two times pays for it.
Right. But, for the longest time, we had a pack of markers in our car. And my stepbrother was a great artist. I don't know if I ever told you. And we would go in groups of seven, and one guy would pay and then come out. And we would just sit there. He drew the stamp, like, every time.
Right.
Yeah, because they did it so if you reversed it, like, we used to do the reverse stamp. That worked, like, crazy. But then they did it so you could tell.
Can't reverse it, yeah.
Yeah, it would say void.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So we just started drawing it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good idea. You know, if seven people chip in the, whatever, $50 or whatever it costs. $40.
Yeah, yeah. And then back then, everyone used to smoke weed on this one hill. But back then, it was cool, man. You used to go there to pick chicks up.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if you ever did that.
No, I didn't live in this area, so no.
Oh, yeah. That was like a staple. Like, every year, you'd get your season's pass and just go there.
Pick up ladies.
Yeah.
The water park.
If you were brave enough to talk to a girl in her bikini.
Right. Oh, so you were, like, real young?
Yeah, of course. Like, 12 and 13.
Oh, okay.
Parents drove us there.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Yeah, no, we didn't have anything like that where I grew up.
Well,
that's like the only one in Ontario, isn't it?
I think so. There's Marine Land.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
I know. It has like one or two
couple
roller
rides.
Coasters. That's it.
That shit's going to close down though, I think.
Oh, and you heard like they're getting rid of all the whales now.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I got a story about Marine Land. When my wife, I wasn't there, but this is what I heard from my wife. She, you know, the spinning, maybe it was a roller, one of the rides. I forget which one it was.
I know the one you're talking about.
I think it was the spinning one. And, you know, they strapped her in. She was like a little kid. And they strapped her in and the ride started going. And she was beside her aunt. And the fucking thing opened up.
Holy shit.
So she was in the air spinning, whatever one it was. I think it was the spinning one. And her aunt had to like grab her leg and pull her down to her seat and hold her at her seat. Maybe it wasn't the spinning one. Maybe it was a roller coaster.
Okay.
It was something where her aunt was with her. I can't remember on the top of my head. So anyways, you know, she doesn't die, obviously, because I'm married to her, or fall out. And, you know, they complained, her parents, and like they got nothing for it. I was like, are you guys fucking retarded?
Yeah, you almost killed someone.
I was like, her parents. I was like, why didn't you do anything about that? You could fucking sue for that, couldn't you?
Not if nothing happened. You can't sue for something almost happening.
For your seat ripping open?
If she wasn't hurt, you can't sue.
Okay, so you couldn't do anything?
Not really. Well, you could have went to the media and complained and stuff, or maybe said to them, if you don't want to deal, like, if you don't give me something, I'm going to go to the media, and then you can get something.
Oh, okay.
But,
so if that, you know, no negligence or anything?
Actually,
there's got to be something.
Oh, yeah,
you
could. You could.
There's got to be something.
You could say you want the fucking. Say this. Say you go to a lawyer and say, this happened. I want you to send them a court order saying, I want to know all their maintenance and blah, 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 blah. And then if you found that they had skipped one or did something like that and didn't do their due diligence, then you could definitely sue them for negligence. But you wouldn't get any money because you weren't hurt. Like, you wouldn't really get anything.
Okay. Well, yeah. If you say so.
I think so. Could be wrong. I'm not a lawyer.
So, anyways,
I've seen people get mangled the fuck up on fucking the vortex at Canada's Wonderland.
Yeah?
Taken away in an ambulance.
Which one's the vortex?
The one that goes through the mountain.
Isn't that a wooden one?
No, not that one. The one that goes through the huge mountain. No, yeah, like, I know that one you're thinking of that goes in the mountain. I'm talking one that goes, like, over the mountain.
Was it a dragon?
No, that's the inside the mountain one.
Oh, okay.
The vortex is the one that you, like, sit in, like, a car seat like this, and the strap like this, and it goes around. It goes over the mountain and down the water. You skim the water with your feet. It goes real fast.
Okay.
But anyway, the people were on that, and the thing broke but kept going, and it was only attached by its chains. Right. So, like, for the whole fucking ride, these people were getting whipped and, like, mangled.
Right.
And then when it came to the thing, they stopped it, and they just... They were fucked up. The ambulance had to come and get them. So I imagine they got sued for that, but I imagine they pay insurance for situations like that.
Right.
Yeah, but people get hurt at parks a lot. You just never hear of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... I get freaked out, man, when I go on that shit.
You go to X?
No. Well, I go... I used to go sometimes with my wife when we lived in Toronto, but...
Yeah, that's a bad one.
But, like, every time, like... Like, I get anxiety. Like, a perfect example is Leviathan. Going up the huge drop. Like, that's right off the bat. And, like, I just start thinking. I'm like, what if this is the time, like you said, where the fucking thing pops off and we all just go flying? So, like, the whole time, that's what's going through my head as we're going up this fucking gigantic cliff.
Shit, it's not enjoyable.
Yeah, so that always, like, but I never used to be like that.
As you get older, man.
Yeah, it must be. And I get sick now when I go on those shits. Before, I wouldn't get, like, the feeling of sickness. Now, it just, it hits me.
Like the spinny ones, right?
Not even the spinny ones. Even just roller coasters. Like, I'll go on with my kids on even the little wimpy ones, and it bugs me.
No way.
Yeah, it's fucking weird, man. I don't know what it is.
It's gotta be age.
Yeah, maybe I'm just a little bitch now.
No, I was fearless, too. And then last time I went on the drop zone... When I was way at the top waiting for it to fall, I had the same feeling as you. I was like, what am I doing up here? I'm not, like, what if my legs break or the fucking thing?
It doesn't stop in time.
Yeah, I don't know how you feel, man. You get too logical when you're older.
Yeah. Maybe you just got to be more stoned or something.
Yes.
Really high.
That would help a lot.
Sure.
Or no, getting drunk would help. Being stoned would make you maybe more scared.
Yeah, probably more paranoid.
Yeah.
I remember, like, the Midway came to our... Midway would come every year to our town. You know what a midway is, right? It's like a little carnival.
Yeah, of course.
You remember the zipper?
Yeah.
It was like a rotating thing?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. It was a pretty cool... It was a cool ride for the midway. Like, that's all we had. So, like, that was a cool one. But actually, I just remembered. Like, they had, like, a... it's kind of like the Marineland one, the spinny one. But it was, like, on seats. Like, you're on a seat.
Yeah.
Like a swing. And it's spinning around, like, and everybody's on there. So I remember we got high, and that was the first ride we went on. And I remember trying to lift my arms, and it was, like, one of the best feelings I've ever had in my life.
Oh, the Gravitron, that one, right?
I don't know if it was Gravitron. I think we were just on, like, actual, like, swing sets.
Oh, okay.
Like, swing seats, like, strapped in kind of like a baby swing.
Okay.
And then we just spun around. But just, like just because of the gravity, we'd lift our arms. We were all just looking at each other, laughing, having a great time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah. And this was, like, when I was first starting to learn to smoke weed. So, like, I was really young.
In the thick of it.
Yeah.
My cousin was trapped in that zipper. You know, it was like a thing they put you in. Two people go in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It goes up and it twirls and twirls.
Yeah.
And the guy midway through fucking pukes.
Of course.
Yeah. And he was covered in it when we got in.
Yeah.
All right, well, he got covered in pukes.
Yeah, that's gross. That's always the risk of those things.
Yeah. I like somebody the Gravitron, else puking, though.
Puking on you. I don't know what the Gravitron
is. Like it looks like a flying saucer. And you sit in it, just lay down, kind of standing upright. And it spins like a saucer so fast you're stuck to it and you can't move because of the G-force.
Yeah, yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. I don't know if we ever had that at our midway.
You ever
like, it was
one?
Pretty small.
Yeah.
I must have seen one. I know what you're talking about. I've seen them in movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can stand in them and be standing sideways like this if the guy lets you, unless the guy's a dick.
Right, right.
I used to do that. But you get sick, like you throw up.
Of course, yeah. I'm trying to think of... There was something where they got trapped in one of those. It was like a TV show or a movie or something. They were trapped in it for a long time. Oh, I don't remember what it was.
You just want to die.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know why I can't think of that. Yeah, that one's pretty cool. Yeah. It would seem like it was cool anyways. I don't ever remember going on one of those. Did Wonderland have that?
I don't know. That was always like a midway
type Yeah, deal. Right, right.
They should. I mean, it was good enough.
Well, one of the best things at Wonderland, actually the best ride that isn't a roller coaster, excuse me, is it's like a, you're on like a hammer kind of thing and it spins, but it also, it's like a pendulum, goes up and down and you're spinning. It is like the best ride that's not a roller coaster.
Yeah, I've seen that. I'm too afraid that I'd get sick.
Like, no, it's dope. It's like, it makes you, like, it doesn't take that, you're not on there that long, and just the free falling of the pendulum and the spinning together, like, it just feels so crazy. You're just like, oh my God, this is amazing.
And it seats like 100, so you don't have to wait in line too long, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's not too bad of a lineup, usually. But Wonderland's fucked up now, like, with those speed passes.
Which, oh, I don't know what that is. I wasn't there when that happened.
You can buy bracelets now, like, just to get to the front of the line.
That's so
fucking like, there's
ridiculous.
A second line. Like, if there's a lot of those people with those on, and they always have priority, I'm pretty sure.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you came from, like, you know, like, Montreal or something, somewhere far that, even, like, Pembroke, where we come, we'd only be going there once in, like, you know, 5-7 years.
Yeah, I get
Maybe
it.
It'd be worth it. Yeah. But I wonder how much it would cost. Probably, like, another 20 bill or something.
You can rent the park.
The whole park?
Yeah, you can shut it down.
Right.
Like, if you had money, you can.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. You'd want to do that.
You'd be like Cartman. All right, you have to hire one person, so you got to let in 4 people to pay for this person's wage every day. And then, well, you need somebody to service the ride, so you got to hire somebody else, so that's another 4 people. Remember that South Park?
No, I haven't seen them since I was a kid.
He wins. He gets a bunch of money, Cartman, and instead of doing like the smart thing, he buys like this old theme park. Like one, it's like a Wonderland thing that was going out of business.
Cool.
Just so that he didn't have to have lines, so he could go on all the rides.
It doesn't work out for him.
No, he turns it into like the greatest theme park ever because he wouldn't let anybody in, and then eventually he would start letting like a certain amount of people to pay for the people to work on the shit, and then it just happens to be like the greatest. You know, he's the smartest guy alive for this business or business in general.
Okay.
I don't know, it's a very old episode, like,
I gotta watch
first few seasons.
I wish they were on Netflix or something.
You can just watch them online from their website for free.
Oh, all right.
I think it's called stansdad.com, and it has every episode.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll watch
for
them
free.
Tonight, finally.
Yeah, you should watch them. Like,
they're
really
funny,
good.
Yeah. They're relevant.
Yeah. They, like, I don't know. Whoa, that girl, watch. Oh, she went behind the thing. They have, like, every... I mean, I don't know what season it starts to get, like, really good. Like, the older seasons were okay.
Right.
But then it got, like, really, really good. And I don't know what season that starts at.
Well, whenever I go back to an old thing, I usually skip, like, 3 or 4 so that all the characters are established. Like, they all find their little niche or whatever it's called.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't watch the first season. You probably have to go up to, like, 9.
How many is there now?
Like 17 or 18.
Holy.
Yeah.
Is it going to beat The Simpsons?
Nah, as long as The Simpsons are on, can't be beat.
Right. Any talk of that ending?
Nah, I don't know. I don't follow it or even watch The Simpsons really anymore.
No, and I just want to know if it's going to last forever.
Yeah, I doubt it. Unless, like, they still make money. Like, I'm sure people still watch it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that watches it still, though.
No, we're too old.
Yeah.
No, that's another thing, not to go back to Wonderland. You know what's the worst? People spitting on other people.
On rides?
Yeah, when it goes down the hill and you spit into the air and it hits everyone in the face.
Like on the ride?
Yeah, you never had that?
No.
Oh, yeah, that was a constant, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know if anyone else witnessed that, but it was constant.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty gross.
And sometimes they'd call me to, like, deal with it because I work security there. And I would pull the kids off. And I would always say the same thing to them. I'd be like, I know it's funny and I used to fuck around too. But I'm like literally, what would you do? Not me, but if someone were to just spit in your fucking face right now. Like, how fucked up would that be? I'd be like, that's what you're doing, man. And then they would always, like, apologize. I'd, like, I could kick you out, but I'm not going to, because that's usually enough. And sure enough, they'd be good for the rest of the day.
Or at least you wouldn't hear about it anymore.
Yeah, like, I never had to speak to the same kids twice.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And let me guess, 99% of times it was dudes?
It was always two white kids. Every time. It's never a guy by himself.
Like 13?
Yeah. Two white kids egging each other on. Every time.
Yeah. Bastards.
Damn you.
The bastards.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Don't spit on people.
Yeah. But, I mean, I understand if it's an accident when you're like, blah, and then, like, a little bit shoots out.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
It probably wouldn't hit anybody if that happens.
No, they're mean to do what they do.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Sex, too, there.
Right. Always with Derek's sex.
Not me.
He's, like, touching his wiener right now, thinking about, like, all the sex he had to stop.
Lick the condoms up off the floor.
Yeah, I know. You'd, like, dump the semen into girls' vaginas.
I'll tell y'all something right now. There's a restaurant at Wonderland that only employees are allowed to go to.
Okay.
It's called the Back Lot Cafe.
Okay.
And you can't spend money there. You have to buy tickets.
Uh-huh.
And then you can go and trade the tickets to employees and you get special shit.
People okay.
don't know about that.
Cool. Where is it?
It is behind, you know, when you first walk in and there's that long, like, flower bed and river.
Yeah.
Like, right in the mountain.
Uh-huh.
If you were to travel up the left side, just before you get to where that swing is, where you hook the two up, like the two people do the giant swing.
Yeah.
It's there.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And you could sneak into it. They don't check.
No.
And you don't have to be in uniform.
You just need tickets to get shit, though.
Yeah. I'll be going to try to go there next time.
Yeah?
Just be like, hey, I don't have any tickets.
I don't have any tickets. I just want to... Was it, like, cheap food?
Yeah, that's the thing.
That was what it was,
that's
right?
That's the whole secret.
Yeah.
So if you ever went with, like, a family, shit can get expensive.
Of course.
What is a hot dog? $8?
Yeah. We never buy food. I don't think I've ever bought food in there, like for lunches and shit. Like, even when I was young and I would go with my family, we always had, like, picnic food.
Yeah.
Like, we'd always pack lunches
but
and shit.
But now they search them, don't they?
Yeah, but you just put them in a cooler in your car.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, yeah, because they don't let you bring water bottles or anything. It's like
if you have a child, like a children, maybe it's just a baby in a stroller, then they don't care about food.
Oh, okay.
We bring food in all the time. They never say anything. And they search it and look at it and just say, okay. No open waters. Oh, no, they even let us with open waters. It was no open, like, other drinks.
Because you guys aren't going to be, like, it gets to avoid liquor being snuck in, I guess.
Yeah, and of course, yeah, they don't want you to have to buy food. But, like, who's to say it's for the baby? Like, you'd be like, well, that's special baby food. He can't have that shit, you know?
Yeah.
He can't eat a fucking pizza.
Cheerios?
Yeah.
Big
but then it's
Cheerios.
Like, you know, apples and, you know, it's just random shit that everybody's going
to
eat.
Yeah, man. That was the worst, trying to search a stroller because there's so many compartments.
Yeah. Like, I don't even think they ever checked this. They just, like, oh, they check the bag a little bit, like, open it up, and then they check the purses.
Okay.
So, it's not too bad. Anyways, everybody, we'll see you later. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Thank you very much for listening to episode number 75 of the podcast. As always, this was brought to you by www.ratherunique.ca. Go there, check out the media work. If you need anything done, message me through the site, info@ratherunique.ca. I'll give you a quote, then mention the podcast. You'll get 10% off that quote, which is sweet. Could be a lot of money, man, I'm telling you. If you play on Xbox One, you can play with D-Man, the Grinch 54. You can play with me, Chris Asteroid. Follow the show on Twitter, @carpoolingpod. You can follow me on Twitter, @Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a 5-star rating or 4-star, whatever, and leave a comment. Seriously, it'll help get the word out and it would help me personally. All right, everybody. On behalf of Derek P or D-Train and myself, Christopher Lloyd, thank you very much for listening to the Carpooling Podcast, guys. Take care. See you later. Bye.